This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. More large hail hit communities across eastern Colorado this evening. That's after large hail pummeled homes, cars, and crops last night in towns like Fort Morgan. CPR's Tony Gorman went out today to assess the damage.
I'm here in Wiggins, where residents were hit pretty hard by baseball-sized hail Tuesday night. I'm walking around one neighborhood right now, and roofers have been busy all day assessing damage to homes. We went to one house where you saw windows severely damaged by the hailstorm. And then if you go in the backyard where their vehicles are parked, there's one Audi that had multiple holes in the rear window. Now it's patched up with plastic. And from speaking with residents in this neighborhood, they're just preparing for the worst, possibly Wednesday night and maybe Thursday night.
CPR's Tony Gorman. A tornado watch remains in effect for eastern Colorado until 11 p.m. tonight, with a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for parts of south central Colorado until 10 p.m. Meanwhile, on the western slope, evacuations remain in effect for the Dry Creek Fire in Rifle. That fire started yesterday afternoon and has destroyed at least one home and an outbuilding. Colorado River Fire Rescue says firefighters made good progress containing the fire today. The fire is 315 acres. Are just about half a square mile. Garfield County moves into Stage 2 fire restrictions on Friday, which bans outdoor campfires and smoking, among other risky things. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.